This is an oral history interview with Margaret Sherman conducted by Stacy Sherman on March 25, 1995 at 1:30 p.m. at Margaret Sherman's home in Garden Plain, Kansas. The subject of this interview is circa 1930s. Okay, where were you born?
Goddard, Kansas, 1918.
And can you tell us where your parents were from?
My dad was born in Atchison, Kansas, and my mother in Hamburg, Germany.
Can you describe your mother's family's journey over from Germany?
Well, when they came over from Germany, they had to go through the North Sea and then around that way, and it took them 6 weeks to come from Essen, Germany to New York, Ellis Island in New York. And there they had to stay a couple of weeks to be immigrants into the United States. And from there, they traveled to Opie, Kansas, where they lived for 5 or 6 years, and from there they moved to Annandale, Kansas, and from there they moved back to Opie, where they reside for another 5 or 6 years, and from there they moved to western Kansas and lived around Dodge City for a number of years. And then they moved back here to Garden Plain, Kansas.
Why did they move to Kansas?
Well, he thought that he would have a better farming. In Germany, the farming land wasn't too large. They only had a small acreage there. And here he had a bigger acreage and more farming to do. He came over from Germany several different times to find what he wanted. And finally, he landed in Opie, Kansas, and from there he enlarged his farms as he moved. He would sell his farms, and then he'd get a larger one, and from there he'd get another larger one. And then eventually he bought the farm here at Garden Plain, where he lived with my Aunt Annie for a number of years and passed away at Garden Plain. I have no idea. My dad was from, his folks moved from Salina, Kansas up to Aleppo, and my mother was working as a housekeeper for the priest at Aleppo, Kansas. I imagine they met through the dance.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother and two living sisters. Three are dead.
Can you tell me their names?
The ones that are dead are Marie and Dorothy and Mary. And my sister that's living is Helen and myself. And my brother's name is Walter.
Okay. And what school did you go to?
I went 8th grade to Aleppo, which was St. Mary's Aleppo. And then from there, I went to Garden Plain High School for 3 years, and then I got sick, and I didn't go back for my 4th year.
What kind of lunches did you use to take to school?
We took our lunches. In those days, we had molasses buckets. They were little half gallons or gallon buckets, and sometimes the three of us girls would have our lunch in the same pail, but we had molasses sandwiches or jelly sandwiches, and maybe an apple or a banana, and sometimes they would have some kind of a piece of meat, like a piece of sausage or a piece of chicken or something. We never, a lot of times we just had plain old molasses bread sandwiches, because at that time the times were hard. We just didn't have it, so that's what we had. And I think most of the people, we talk about it, and some of us older people, we talk about it, and we said, so that we all had. There was nothing strange. I mean, if you come with a jelly sandwich or butter sandwich or, you know, and then just have syrup on your bread. Very few of us ever had anything like ham or bologna sandwiches. I don't think we knew what that was in those days. We had ham, but we didn't have the bologna or hot dogs or wieners, as they call them.
Okay. What kinds of things did you do in your pastime?
Well, in the wintertime, I'll start in the wintertime. In the wintertime, we always had a lot of snow, and we would play games out in the snow, and I had to take our sleds and slide. We it snowed a lot more. It snows maybe sometimes as high as our chicken brooder house or our car garage. And we'd get our sleds and slide down kind of a hill and play or some kind of games in the snow. And then most of the time we didn't have too much time in the summertime because we always had to help with the chores and feed the chickens and help milk cows and feed the cows and feed the hogs and animals like that. Calves and lambs, and but we did have our little doll houses or playhouses, as we called them in those days. That we'd set up like it was a kitchen, and we'd make our own mud pies and take dry leaves and make it look like nuts over our mud pies, and then we had games. We played maybe ball, but that's it. We didn't have too much time to play in the daytime. Maybe once in a while in the evenings we'd have time, as we always had to help with the chores. And as we got older, we had to help out in the field. We didn't have much time to play. And in the school years, we always had, maybe when it was nice, we had to walk 2 miles to school and then walk home again. Of course, that always took us an hour. Or an hour and a half, because we always played along the way with a group of other children. I mean, it took us longer to get home. Otherwise, we didn't seem to have much time for messing around or playing around. I mean, it was just mostly in fun what we did.
Can you describe what your home was like the furniture and everything?
Well, we didn't have just the extension. The main things in the house, like in our kitchen, we just had the table and the chairs and the stove, and we didn't have no refrigerators. We didn't have no electric stoves or gas stoves. We had a wood-burning stove, and later on, my mother got a gas stove, and our bed, we didn't have no dining room. We always ate, our kitchen was big enough where we had the table and chairs in, and a few cupboards, and then we had a pantry that we had kept all of our canned things in, most of our canned things in, and our extra dishes and things like, and pots and pans and things. And in the bedrooms, we just had a bed, dresser, and a chair. And that's main, and our closet. One room didn't even have the closet in. We had to, of course, we didn't have that many clothes either. We always just had what we needed. So we had plenty of closet room.
Well, since you didn't have a refrigerator, how'd you keep your food cold?
Well, we had on our pump, Dad, or in those days, they built these, it looked like a box they built over the well, the pump where our pump, we didn't have running water or electricity, but we had, our pump wasn't too far from the house. It, with the well, and he built a box over this well next to the pump, and he had the buckets on chains or ropes that you could pull it up, put your butter and milk and your eggs in, and hang it down in the well where it would keep cool. That's, and a lot of times we had the chicken fried chicken or something, and we cleaned the chicken in the morning, and we wanted to keep it cool, we put it in that bucket and hang it down in the well, and it stayed cool till we got ready to fry it later on. And that's where we kept our butter and our milk and our eggs. That way it was, they stayed cool and they didn't spoil.
What was your father's occupation?
My father's was a farmer. That's all he ever did was farm. He had his machinery and his horses, and just just a regular farmer. He planted wheat, oats, corn, in the summertime when he planted his corn in the spring. A lot of times after school, I would go out and get on there and cultivate the corn with a team of horses, and Dad would be busy planting something else. So we all worked on the farm, and in the summertime, a lot of times, we didn't have no combine in those days. We had a binder, and it was pulled by horses, and we had these shocks of wheat that we had to shock up so that if it rained, it wouldn't get all moldy. And a lot of times it rained, and they were, oh, so heavy to lift up for us girls. But we managed.
What was your mother's occupation at the time?
Well, she would always help out on the farm. She'd get up early in the mornings and always made bread about every other day. And she would get up early and set her bread and would go out and do the chores. She'd come back in and work up her bread and get meals ready for the day. She'd either bake a pie or a cake or whatever, and then she'd go out and help my dad out in the field in the spring and summer. In the wintertime, she didn't go out and work outside. She stayed in the house and did a lot of sewing. She made all of our clothes, our dresses and slips and panties, So in the wintertime, she did all that and did extra sewing and things. Maybe once in a while, if something happened out in the barn where Dad needed help, she would go out and help him. But as girls, my brother didn't stay at home much. She seemed to be working out all the time. So he was a little older than we were, and he helped neighbors with their work. And so it was led up to us girls to help Dad and our mom.
Well, did you or any of your brothers and sisters work during the 30s?
The only work we did was worked on the farm. We didn't. Like I said, my brother worked for other people that needed help, and us girls helped on the farm. We did work. We helped, you know. Like I said, we chalked wheat, or when Dad stacked wheat, we threw the bundles up to him, I never did help plow, but my sisters helped plow. And after we got the tractor, of course, it was a lot easier for us to go out and run the tractor and help him farm that way. And in the summer, Dad would cut hay for the neighbors, and they would bale it, and our sisters would help with that. I never seemed to help much out after I got in high school. I had to stay in the house mostly and do the cooking and take care of the house. My mother didn't like housework, so she worked out. She wanted to work outside, so she would help my dad and my sisters on outside.
Didn't you work as a governess?
Yes, but that was late in the 30, I don't know if it was around 38 or 39 is when I started work. After I was sick, the doctor told me I should get out amongst other people, and I went to work for a family that had a little girl. The mother had this MS, so she couldn't take care of her child, and she was about 3 years old, and I took care of her and fixed her meals and helped this lady take her baths and get dressed in the mornings. And then from that job, I went to another one where I took care of another little girl. And I worked for them for 10 years. First year I worked for them, they moved to Chicago, and from there they moved back to Wichita, and I had to see to it that the little girl got back and forth to work or to school. And from there, they moved to Santa Fe, and after that, I came home. I started out with $3 a week, and then later on it went up to $5, and then the last year or two I got about $7.
$7 a week?
Yes.